Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, guys, what is up, everyone? I am in California right now, and I apologize. I did bring my podcast mic with me to California with the intention of filming a podcast using that microphone, but I forgot my mixer. So instead of making an excuse that I'm not able to record a podcast because I don't have a professional mic, will not be used today. Instead, I'm actually using the microphone that I have for my Canon camera. So I'm going to use this mic for today, and I'm sorry for the lack of sound quality. I'm an audiophile, so I like the best sound quality out there. But the content will still remain the same quality content that you will receive. Now, one thing you should note as well is that when I do my podcast, I never plan out what I'm going to say. What I mean by this is I have a topic I want to talk about, but I never follow a script. I might be thinking of that topic throughout the week or throughout the last couple days. And that is actually how I make my videos, is that when I'm inspired by something or when I think of something that inspires me and I want to share that same inspiration with you guys, I'm thinking about it, but not with the intention to share with you guys. I'm literally just thinking of these things myself. You know what I mean? And then I'm like, all right, I want to make this podcast. You know what? Let's just go over that topic, what I've been thinking about. And so that's how I usually do my YouTube videos and my podcast. So here we go. Today, what I want to talk about is my life before becoming a developer, before learning code, and how my life is now after learning code. My life before and after learning code. There you go. That's the title of this video, I think. We'll see. And the reason that I want to share this is because when I look at where I am in life right now, right? And please note, I'm nowhere close to where I want to be, and I'm nowhere close to where I know I can be. You know what I mean? That's scary because I'm already as happy as I could possibly get. Like, what else could happen? But also, when I look at what I have now, then when I look back at where my life was just 4 years ago, it's like opposite sides. They're completely opposite sides of the spectrum. I would have never imagined that I'd be where I am now. Like, please understand the magnitude of these words when I say this. I could have never imagined or feel I would be in this position. Like, not even an ounce. Like, I knew, all right, I could probably get a junior position, junior developer job, making like maybe 50K, but I ended up making only 45K. I'm happy because that changed my life. But I never would have thought that I'd be earning the income I have now. Not even just that, okay? I never thought that my job will be paying me what I earn now as a contract worker, which is absolutely insane. And I would have never imagined that the other streams of income I would have as well, from my YouTube and working with my affiliates and sponsors are willing to pay me, like, I'm not gonna say an amount, but there's one sponsor that's paying me over $1,000 just to make a video. Another sponsor that's going to pay me like 500. There's another sponsor that's going to pay me 2,000. And then there's people from all companies from all around the country that are, or actually even the world, that are contacting me, send me free things. Like, this is insane. But the reason I wanna share this story and the reason I'm talking about this now is because the only reason I'm where I am now is because I just started. That's it. You never know where your decisions will take you in the future. But all you could know is that if you're making the right decision or not, or if you're where they are, you know what? If you're making a decision or just deciding to not do anything because you're that scared to fail. I want to share this, not a video, sorry, this podcast, because like when I say I would have never imagined that I'd have the amount of money in my bank that I do now. And I'm not bragging, it's not much. But from someone who was living paycheck to paycheck, not even paycheck to paycheck, less than what paycheck to paycheck, I had to borrow money from friends, from family all the time. You know what I mean? Just to survive. And to be where I am now is absolutely, it feels like a miracle to me. I have a skin disorder that used to cover my entire body, dudes. This might be too much information, but I don't care. Covered 90% of my body. And I remember there was a time when, and this I'm talking about before code now, I remember there was a time when I was sitting on my bed with a knife looking at my wrist because this skin disorder that I have had, well, I still have, was so unbearable, man. Like, you know when you get a cut on your skin and you put alcohol on that, dude, it hurts, right? Like, no one, like, whenever, like, everyone was cringing their teeth when they're about to put alcohol swabs on their skin after getting cut because it stings, right? I felt that all over my body, 90% of my body, all day, 24/7, 365 days a year, nonstop, for years. Because I did not have the money, I did not have the job, was not able to afford insurance, not just any insurance, I needed the best insurance. I remember during that time, kept thinking, there's no way my life will get better. I remember thinking during that time, thinking like of just the pain and the hardships, not of what I can do years down the line that would get me out of those hardships. I remember before COVID, when my family lost their business, we went from making 350K a year plus having a house in Vegas, owning a house in Sacramento, owning and having an apartment in Redwood City in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, having an apartment in San Francisco, all at the same time, having three cars, two of them over 120K. Worth $120,000, you know what I mean? Having that freedom and then losing that business, going from being the next owner of that business to losing our company, then having to be a freaking shipping and whatever agent for Bloomingdale's. Like, that's as humbling as it gets. Man, life was hard, man. Like, when I go through those hardships and when I went through them, I just kept thinking, like, life couldn't get better. But dang, if only I knew. How much more happy would I have been if I was only more positive rather than negative? Like, life before COVID, man, I know no one ever said anything in my family, but people looked down on me because I barely graduated high school. Not just that, I grew up in the ghetto, by the way. I was a troublemaker. I got kicked out of every single house I ever lived in. Literally, like, no joke when I think about it. Every single house I've ever lived in, I got kicked out of. When I got kicked out of the last house I lived in, thinking of like, shoot, I've been provided with help my whole life. And now at 23 years old, I'm on my own. Before COVID, I remember seeing my family struggle, trying to make ends meet. My stepdad going from making bank to making barely anything. Going to people for help, but they gave up on me. People in my family thought anything because they looked down on me. But then now that I've succeeded, when I bought my very first car because I needed that to get a good job, you know what my family told me? Chris, you're stupid. You can't even afford a car. Why would you buy a car? That's the very same person that kicked me out after 2 months. And because I had a car to live in for 3 months when I was homeless. Life before COVID for me, and I'm not trying to be overdramatic, like this was my life. And then because I was no longer under my dad's health insurance because I was over the age of 23. Now they couldn't, I had no more health insurance. So my skin disorder was covering my whole body. Like, life before COVID for me, man, was freaking as hard as it got. At least from my perspective. Like, it sucked. Now, I'm not saying my life was harder than others. But for me, from my perspective, it was bad. Having no one to count on. And then my dad going to jail. And so then he lost his job to help me. So I had literally had no one, like when I was on my own, and that was terrifying, man. But when I look back now, I'm so thankful that I went through those hardships, dudes. When I look back now, like I am so thankful that I got kicked out, that my life was difficult. Because I genuinely believe if my family never lost their business, I would not have the mindset I have today. I would not have the mindset that I need to work my butt off to succeed. Because I got so used to everything just being given to me. Like, I'm so thankful that my mom and my stepdad, especially my stepdad, who would often say you don't need college. If you have the street smarts, you can do anything. And I, like, that was ingrained in me, but dang, he was so right. And that's so true in the world today. You don't need college at all. I remember before learning code, not even being able to afford my phone bill, barely being able to afford it, being late on rent, not having enough money for food. So living off Vienna sausages, even though I'm allergic to it. Couple noodles because they're only like 32 cents each at the grocery store at the time. Del Taco tacos because they're only like 39 cents a taco at the time. I remember conserving my food so I would not eat breakfast every day on purpose. So I would have a couple noodle for lunch and a couple noodle for dinner. It was so humbling when you need to go to your friend and ask him for like $60. My friend Steven. So humbling, man. Like, there's so many things I could talk about. From being the number one sales guy at a job, right? To move that from getting recruited from that job to another company, doubling my salary and then getting laid off from there because I wasn't doing well enough. Like, cheese, man, from being a nanny. Because I got laid off from the job, working 60 hours a week, only earning $6.50 an hour. And it didn't help that the parents of that kid were so controlling. Micromanagement, which I cannot stand dealing with that. Like, that was so tough, but I had no choice. Man, I had no choice. But it was because of those hardships. Like, I tried becoming an electrical engineer, but I just suck at school. I just do. I really suck at school. I can't do school. I tried to be an LVN nurse like all other Filipinos, but I can't do school. I just suck at it. I know I will fail. There's no point of trying because I know. Like, it's not that I didn't believe in myself. I knew that just I hated school and it's not something I'd be happy about. I tried so many different things to improve my life. And then I saw a video from Bill Gates, from Jack, from Twitter, from Mark Zuckerberg, to even Will.i.am talking about how even he can code, from Chris Bosh from the Miami Heat, who even said he learned code. He learned computer science and that you don't have to be smart to do it, that anyone can do it. And because of that simple video, knowing that you don't need a degree to do it, I decided to make that effort. And then I became a developer. And over the last 4 years, man, my life, the journey of my life, which I'm so thankful I document on YouTube, has been so amazing. During that time, you know, 2 long-term relationships, 3 different developer jobs, filming a video, getting discouraged because my channel wasn't growing, and then now it is like crazy, and like all those different things. And then, so my, like, this journey has been so amazing, but my life after learning code has been even more amazing. During my first 2 years of being a developer, I was living in a closet-sized bedroom. Like, it was so small, a car wouldn't fit in there. Only if you had to fit a motorcycle in there, only one motorcycle, maybe two would fit in there, but that's it. That's how small it was. There were spiders in there. It was hot. It was in a garage, right? It was used as a closet and converted into a room. I was paying about, how much was I paying in rent? I don't remember. It was not much, like $250, $350 a month. And then, like, going from there and then finally getting health insurance, dudes, that was so amazing for me. When I finally got the best health insurance, when the company finally offered to pay at least half of it, so I would pay the other half, which is fine for me, and finally getting the medicine that I needed, dudes. I'm gonna tell you this, man. When I got that medicine, I made a video about this. It's on YouTube. Holy crap. If there's a description for these podcasts, I'll put the link there, but whoa. Yeah, remember this. This is crazy. I filmed it because it was so amazing to me. I filmed the day when I was finally able to see a dermatologist for the skin disorder called psoriasis. It's like eczema. And when they finally prescribed the medicine I could never afford for 6 straight years. Oh my gosh, dudes. I was bawling. I was bawling because for 6 straight years of just straight up struggling, of having no money, not enough money for food, not enough for money for my phone, and finally I can have money for insurance that costs like $580 a month, not including the $250 of medicine that I needed. Like, the fact that I was able to afford that is amazing. And I remember bawling. And actually, the exact same thing happened recently because there was a mistake from the job I got laid off. They were offering me health insurance for the next 3 months, and they accidentally canceled it for the last 2 weeks. I didn't have medicine, and my skin disorder came back right away, really fast. In some of my last few videos, you might see in my arms, there's just like red dots on my arms. That's my skin disorder coming back, and it covers my whole body. And then literally, I finally got the insurance to work again 2 days ago. When I got that medicine, when I came to my room, I literally fell on the floor just crying again. Because, this thing is painful, man. It is so painful. It's so hard. It's freaking painful and comfortable as heck. But this is why I worked as hard as I do. So that literally the main reason that I work as hard as I do is yes, to get out of that situation, but it's for the insurance. That's the number one priority to me before anything, even before my family. I need that insurance. Dang, man. That first year of getting that health insurance, crazy. And then 2 years later, I moved away from that small closet-sized bedroom because I got a job at entrepreneur.com, and then they offered me a big raise, man. Blew my mind away, and so I was able to actually rent a master bedroom, but this master bedroom was huge. Like, this master bedroom was so big that it was able to become a bedroom, a section for the master bedroom, a section to have your own office, a section to have your own living room, all in that one master bedroom. It was gigantic. It's in one of my videos as well if you want to check it out. It's a video about my desk setup from like a year or 2 years ago. Huge. And so that place was about $1,400 a month. So I went from paying rent for like $350 to $450 a month to finally affording my own place for $1,400 a month. It was expensive, but dude, I just wanted to, like, after all those years of hard work and sacrifice and hardships, I wanted to gift myself with this. So yeah, I got my own bedroom. I bought my first bed, bought my first couch, bought my first TV, my first gaming PC, like everything was perfect. And to be able to move up like that after 2 years of being a junior developer to becoming a mid-level developer was amazing, man. It's crazy, you know? And the fact I was able to document all this was even more amazing. And the fact that when I was living at the place, just thinking 2 years ago, I was struggling like crazy. Now I'm not. Like, when the landlord said it was only 14 a month, well, it was 1380 a month, I was like, oh crap, I can afford that. You know, it was crazy. And then but unfortunately that place had bad internet because I was pretty far away from the Wi-Fi. And then a year after that, I moved to the apartment I'm actually cleaning up right now here in Irvine, California. Now, this apartment is expensive, man, $2,000 a month. Utilities, on top of that, is another $300, so $2,300 a month. That's $1,150 per check every 2 weeks, which it's not much, I guess. It is a lot. It's a lot. And actually, I'm not going to lie, I kind of regret moving up like this. I wish I didn't. I wish I stayed at that actual massive bedroom I was renting at that one house. Although now it's a good thing I didn't because of coronavirus. But like, this place is too expensive. And yes, I can afford it. I don't want to spend that much on rent. It just makes no sense. After code, I have options now. Because before, I was at the mercy of whatever employer that can hire me. Now, if I lose my job, I can get a new job in like 3 months. If not a couple days or a couple weeks, I have options. Before, I didn't. I can choose who I want to work. I can reject a job offer of $120,000 a year from Silicon Valley because I can. Which is freaking insane, dudes. Actually, there were multiple companies that wanted to interview me in Silicon Valley. I'm not lying. Apple was willing to interview me for the front-end developer position, and I had direct access to the actual recruiter. They already saw my resume, and they wanted me to do a technical test already. Like, I have options. I didn't have options before. When I look at a potential house to buy in the future, it's not about if I could afford it or not. It's if it makes sense or not. Because I know my income will only go up because I have options now. Because I didn't just learn code, but I decided to put my own future in my own hands and to make a brand. And while I'm going through this world of code, sharing with the world, which I'm able to do, which is so amazing, like more than the insane income I could get from YouTube, the fact that I can talk like this to you guys is even more amazing. The fact that I don't have to write in a journal where only no one reads my journal, but I can make the video channel, my YouTube channel, my journal is amazing. And then after living here in Irvine, I'm moving out today. Finally have a house in Vegas. Two-story, four-bedroom house with a nice backyard. Four bedrooms, three baths. And it's almost half the rent of what I pay here in California. Not to mention, I got a new job that pays even more than my last. My YouTube channel is growing exponentially, fortunately. We'll see how long that lasts. And now I have a clothing brand. What the freak? A developer? A clothing brand for developers called Developer Branded? Like, what? For me, that's a success. One sale to me is a success. But to reach $2,000 plus in just 3 to 4 weeks? Yo, I'm a chubby Asian that talks about himself. I'm a chubby Asian Filipino that went to special ed, that had a learning disability, to having my own developer brand. Clothing line that people are willing to buy. And by the way, I didn't share this. Yeah, I had a learning disability, which means that when I learn, I have to put even that much more effort because it's that much harder for me to grasp things. I'm not lying when I say I'm not a good developer, like the best developer. I'm not lying when I say that I had to put in so much effort just to understand JavaScript because I'm that slow at learning things. But even though I'm slow at learning, I know my strength. I know that I don't give up. I know that I have the mindset to keep going even when it's hard. This is only the beginning, guys. This is only, yeah, it's been a 4-year journey. But this is nothing. Where I'll be in 10, in 20 years, because of what I learned through my hardships, and because I learned what I'm capable of, that I know that I am more, that I have more potential than I could ever realize, because I believe in myself. Yo, this is nothing. But I'm sharing this because I'm really hoping that at least through some of the hardships I went through, you can relate with. I'm hoping that through some of the difficulties or success I go through, you can relate with. I hope with the success I go through, you can relate with. And you can. But that just depends on how bad you want it. Imagine, dudes. Imagine if I really didn't believe in myself. Imagine if I believed the people who said I couldn't do it. I would not be here right now. I won't have this channel. I wouldn't be talking to you guys. Imagine if I chose to believe others rather than believing in myself. Yeah, it's going to be hard, man. You want to start a YouTube channel? You're going to want to give up. I'm going to tell you that because I did many times. You can ask Coding Face. You can ask Joshua Fluke. There are many times I told him I want to quit YouTube. You can ask him straight up. I told him this. Tell him I said this on this podcast. Imagine, man. It's crazy. It blows my mind away how one decision brought me to where I am now. But imagine if I didn't make that one decision, I'd still be at where I'm at before. So what I'm trying to share is, yo, what decision are you going to make today if you haven't already made that decision? And if you've already made a decision to go, are you going to give up because you're impatient? Because you don't want to wait years to see success in your life? Isn't it worth it to suffer for a couple of years to get there? I'm still suffering, but I'm willing to go through that because I know where I can be. How bad do you want it? I want it bad, and I hope that shows on my Instagram posts, on my Twitter posts, on my stories, on my YouTube videos. I make all this hoping to share my passion and encourage you guys to keep going because it's worth it. You don't know where you'll be in 5 years, but you do know that if you don't do anything, you will stay and remain at where you're at now. All right, guys, I need to continue cleaning my apartment. It's already 10:20 p.m. on Saturday, July 4th, and I want to leave to go home tomorrow morning to be with my family. So thank you guys for listening. I love you all. I'll see you guys in the next podcast. This is Krishan. This is Life Web Developer, and I'm out. Peace.